The prophet Isaiah tells us, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Once again, for our regular listeners, let's consider some of the many, many ways in which the God of heaven and earth is superior to us in both thought and the ways that he reacts. Have you ever considered whether or not you are really valuable to God? What does he think about you? For the Christian, he tells us in 1 Peter chapter 5 that we are to cast all of our care upon him, knowing that he does care for us. That's overwhelming. Casting all your care upon him, knowing that he does care for you. Isn't that something, to realize that the God of heaven and earth is actually interested in what happens to us? It's paraphrased this way, and I like it. Let him have all your worries and cares, for he is always thinking about you and watching everything that concerns you. The God of eternity is concerned, child of God, about everything that affects you. We also read from the Word of God that precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. You don't die accidentally. Statistically, you might be put on record as having died by accidental death, but not according to heaven. God is aware of everything that affects you. He's interested in all that concerns you. Nobody else is. Oh, your family's interested in a lot of things that concern you. They're interested in some aspects. Your friends are concerned or interested in the big deals. But God says, casting all your care upon him. All of it. He's watching everything that concerns you. Why? Because, child of God, he cares for you. And when it comes time for death, he's going to be there. Because it will be precious in his sight when you pass from here into eternity. Let me share with you something else that I find extremely fascinating. It's just overwhelming. I'm reading from 1 John. Remember now, he says, "My thoughts and ways are above yours as the heavens are above the earth." And he says in 1 John chapter 3, "Behold, look," he says, "what manner of love." Take it in if you can. "What manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of God." Those of you listening today who are in Christ, those who have the assurance from the Word of God that you have been born again, and when you have Christ, you have eternal life. He says, listen, look, not only did he love us, not only did he die to redeem us, not only did he pour out his blood at Calvary and arise 3 days later from the grave, but he says, we are to be called the children of God. And therefore the world knoweth us not. The world don't understand. Listening friend, out of Christ, you don't understand. You can't appreciate or appropriate the truth that we're reading today. And the reason is you know him not. 1 John 3:1. But he goes on to say, "Beloved, now." Oh, thank God for that word in that particular place. "Now," he says, "are we the children of God." Perhaps you're like I used to be. I thought I'd have to stand before the great day of examination, the great day of judgment, and find out whether or not I made it. He says, no, no. Now are we the children of God. If you're in Christ, you're already my child. If you accepted the Savior, you already belong to me. Now, he says, are we the children of God. And it does not yet appear. Here's the thrilling part. He says, we're going to be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Can you imagine that? Throughout eternity, made in the moral likeness and the beauty of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Indeed, we must confess that God's thoughts and ways are above ours, as the heavens above the earth. It's enough that he should ever love us enough to redeem us. It's enough that he should care for us, but to take us right into his holy presence, and according to his word, make us like the Lord Jesus. So much does he appreciate the Lord Jesus that he wants to fill heaven with the very likeness of his Son. Listening friend today, if you're one of those out of Christ, he loves you. He's concerned about you, and he has provided in the person of the Lord Jesus eternal life. Why don't you trust him? Amen.